the department, I've seen them logging in, and I am mindful of the fact that the deputy minister will be leaving us soon, and I don't want him to leave without having said anything. Let us come back again. Welcome back, honorable members. The minister is also not yet in, therefore the deputy minister will have to take that responsibility to welcome and introduce the department, and if there is any opening remarks he has to make, and assist us there. Honorable Deputy Minister.
Deputy Minister, just quickly, we received an apology from the minister. So the minister won't be able to join us.
Okay. Yeah, but the Deputy Minister already, we got the apology that he has to be released earlier.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair, and greetings to the honorable members of the committee. Am I audible, Chair?
You are loud and clear.
No, thank you very much, Chair. I think the apology of the minister has been conveyed. He's in cabinet. I then was tasked to leading the team. The Director General is here to then lead the presentation. Without saying much, Honorable Chair, the exercise that we have to do to come and give an account over what has transpired in the year that has passed is part of the responsibility we accept. The year in question, towards the end, has really been mired with a lot of challenges, as we have come to know. But surely we have tried our best. The economy hasn't been very good. We've also been affected very negatively in that context. Some of the entities really had to make do within a very constrained environment. But we are happy, Chair, to give you a detailed account of the activities we've been able to achieve, the performance levels we've managed to record, and the Director General will be able to lead account. Thank you very much, Chair. With your permission, if I could invite the Director General.
Thank you, DG. DG, we are all yours now.
Yeah, good morning, Chair. My apologies. We're just struggling here with the technology. Let's just share the presentation. The Chair, are we audible on your side?
Yes, DG, you are loud and clear.
All right, thank you so much.
It's only your head that is not visible as a whole. If you can just pull a bit up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's better
right
now.
All yeah right, all right. All right. Morning, Chair. Morning to honorable members and to colleagues who have joined us this morning. We'll be presenting on the annual performance of the department for the year. We'll start with the non-financial performance for the year. On predetermined objectives, the Chair, we have come in at 73% for the paragraph 22 of the 30 indicators having been achieved. It's a bit of a regression on the performance that we achieved in the previous year, but as we'll articulate later, there were areas that we could not get to for various reasons. It's also the last financial year that we was a year of also consolidating after quite a number of changes that we have had in the department. So there were some highlights that we just want to speak to, despite the fact that the department had a lot in the news, or its SOEs especially were covered quite extensively in the news, and not always obviously well covered, but we are able to do some good things. With regard to Transnet, we had a board that came in 2018. They had to do quite a bit of cleanup at the business, as quite a number of the senior executives of the business had been implicated in wrongdoing. They've been able to not only that, but they've been able to bring a very capable executive team into to come in and run the business. We have just had the AGM of Transnet, and we believe that they've set on a good course. As you're all aware, we have a GCEO that came in during that financial year into Eskom as well, and the rest of the executive team is in place. There's been some reshuffling that has had to be done, mainly to strengthen the generation part of the business. But things are looking up for Eskom, despite the challenges that they are going through currently. SAFCO Chair has had an opportunity to really work in its executive team, despite the fact that they had a CFO that came in and had to leave because he got another job opportunity elsewhere. They really are doing some good work. We've seen some green shoots there, and we are expecting better performance going forward. So, of course, this year will be tough for the business because of COVID, and it very much tracks the economic activity in the country. Alexco was placed under administration. We are rationalizing operations at Alexco Chair. It's been a tough a job over there, especially considering the remoteness of the business. We are working on a long-term solution for Alexco, but we really believe that a good base has been set for the business to do right by the people of Rachtersfeld in the future. A link to that as well is the CPA entities were placed under administration by the Department of Rural Development, Agriculture and Rural Development, and there is effort going there to stabilize and ensure that there is an AGM that will be held soon to ensure legitimate leadership is put in place. So there are some aggressions overall, the chair, that we are seeing in this business. As come the roadmap we published last year in October 2019, it's very much informing the interventions in Eskom, including the functional separation that was achieved in the last financial year. At Eskom, the management boards for the operating divisions have been put in place. The PSEC, chair, we have, it will be, the members have been announced of the PSEC. It will be sitting during the course of this week, so that is that's a big plus in terms of what has been achieved. And DP will be serving as a secretariat to the PSEC. So the work on the repurposing of SOEs, which is led by DPE, is gaining traction. The departments across the board, from post and telecommunications to small business development and others, Arvinda portfolios, they are setting a new course for them. There is a Vulindlela initiative, delivery unit initiative, and the president will be working very closely with that. And we have been giving regular recourse to the cluster, which is responsible for overseeing the work. Chair, the SAA business rescue process has gone, unfortunately, longer than we had anticipated, but we are, because of the difficulty of the task amongst others, but we are able to get the business rescue plan approved by the creditors, though it happened in this financial year. We were able to get overwhelming support of those creditors in that regard. We're able to intervene successfully with the organized labor at SAA through the leadership consultative forum that was set up by the minister. And through that effort, we have been able to develop a social plan, which we believe is a benchmark for restructuring not only of SOEs, but of businesses across our economy. It is a document that was developed by stakeholders because they shared in a vision of a sustainable and competitive SAA going forward. And they understood that for that objective to be achieved, there will be some pain that each one of us will have to bear. And it's a commendable outcome, Chair. If you look into the department, into the various units, there are some that have distinguished themselves in terms of their APP targets. There are some where we still need to do a bit of work going forward. Some of those is corporate management, energy and resources and business enhancement. And we'll go into the individual targets in the subsequent slides. So some of the areas that we have not achieved is the green paper on SOE bill, which will get momentum now with the PSEC being put in place. And we also had to also allow that process to take its course, Chair. And one of the major challenges that we had as well was in the department was with the budget cuts that we are having to mobilize resources to perform this kind of work is also proving to be a lot more difficult. And as has been said, we should expect the cuts to be deeper going forward. But certainly, an overarching legislation on government shoulder management, which is the SOE Bill 62B, will be receiving a priority going forward. We have contracted on social impact assessment of our SOEs CSR programs, though it has only achieved in this year, and the work is unfolding now. We had initially planned to do it in the previous financial year, but the work eventually will be done. The localization program, we had to do some adjustments to the program during the year. We are not able to achieve the reports that were supposed to be served in the last financial year. The team is quite involved with our SOEs in getting the necessary attraction with the policy department, GTR and NT, to ensure that we leverage our procurement spend for local projects. The shoulder compact, Chair, we had, because of how we have contracted for these, with some of the challenges that we had in our SOEs, for instance, we're not able to have those sign off. Until some of them, we have not been able to sign them off. And the way the target is set, you get seven or you get nothing. And with SAA and SAA Express being in there, in the troubles that they are in, we're not able to achieve that. And also, Alexco, the optimal structure for the entity was not finalized in the financial year. We have a team now set up with our colleagues at DMRE that is looking at the future of that business, and I hope to receive, to get consensus soon. As they express and as they turnaround plans, we are seeking, prior to the challenges that face these two businesses, we're looking to consolidate those three entities, and that was not achieved. At the next point also speaks to that on the optimal corporate structure. And that's our performance over the years, Chair. We were able to achieve 80%. The previous year we had 73%. There's no reason why going forward we should not get back above 80%. We have already spoken to the non-achieved, Chair. We'll not spend time on them. But those are some of the targets that have been achieved. This is a corporate management target in terms of interventions in the department. The performance evaluation framework that has been developed and it's an implementation. We are able to update the MOIs and share across our SOEs. We were able to respond quite well to some of the to the information that gets shared through the hotline and some of the wrongdoings that are happening in our SOEs. We have an active team in the department that reviews those, refers them to the SOEs, follows them up. They also monitor close the presidential hotline as well in terms of issues that have to do with DPE. So we are doing relatively well in that particular space. The integrity framework, Chair, is we have a draft in place. We have had consultations in this current financial year, and we hope to have the document finalized for implementation by the end of this financial year. And that we did well in terms of the our statutory oversight functions, the financial reviews, the corporate plans, also the following up on audit findings with our SOEs, just to ensure that the commitments that they've made to the external auditors are being implemented. Same applies to the quarterly report on skills development as well as CSR programs. The team is keeping up with that work. I've spoken to that non-achievement on the impact assessment earlier. On the Africa strategy, Chair, we had those that reviewed. We have a strategy that is much more practical and informed by going on in certain key markets on the continent that we are looking at for SOEs to grab opportunities in. We have a regular steering committee that sits to ensure that there's a coordinated effort in pursuing those opportunities. We have SOEs not only in our stable, but also in other departments that form part of that steering committee. We have, with regard to going to the individual the units, energy and resources, they were able to perform well. With regard to the statutory oversight functions, we've spoken to the two areas where they did not do as well as they should have. These are some of the areas where they achieved well. They were able to get an MOA going to ensure that we have a coordinated effort on the state forestry assets. The monitoring of the build program at ESCOM, that work is performing it's been performed quite well. The assessment reports where we continually track the performance of the ESCOM generation system, that has been done well. We look at the reserve margin on there to ensure that it's kept above the expected target. Chair, the team also tracks the commitments that the entity has made with regard to restructuring the business. that has been kept up, and the Transnet target on the tonnage moved, we were able to also track that, and it was achieved in the period under review. The seaports with regard, we also track the performance of the ports in terms of ensuring that they turn around the ships on time, that freight is moved optimally from the port, rather from the ship on into the port and out of the port. So that was achieved here. Another achievement I spoke to earlier. The social economic impact assessment on capital projects, our research and economic modeling team was able to do that work. We give them regular projects throughout the year in terms of position papers and specific research that we expect them to do. There were 10 of those that they had been given. We were able to achieve them. At this stage, Chair, I'll hand over to our CFO to speak to the audited financial performance statements.
Thank you, DG, and good morning, Chairperson and honourable members. Thank you, DG, and good morning. The explanation in terms of non-financial performance, the slides will be on how the department has performed in terms of expenditure against the budget, irregular expenditure, fruitless and wasteful expenditure, as well as payments made to the service providers. And the last slide will be on, will provide information on the audit outcome. On this slide, the table provides a summary of expenditure against the budget per program for 2019-20 financial year. The spending for the period ending March 2020 is 99.9%, and this includes 56.6 billion disbursed to the SOCs as follows. 49 million was dispersed to ESCOM, 49 billion was dispersed to ESCOM, 5.5 billion to SAA, 1.8 billion to DINEL, and 300 million to SA Express. And these funds were for working capital and settlement of government guaranteed debt. The total spending, including payments for financial assets or transfers to the SOCs, as at the month ended March 2020, is 87.1%. This slide provides a summary of expenditure against the budget per economic classification for 2019-20 financial year. The spending on compensation of employees and goods and services is 87.6% and 84.9% respectively. And this is lower than the budgeted amount. The reason for this is because of the fact that we haven't filled some of our posts, but currently we are in the process of filling the critical ones. And the other reason relating to goods and services is because of non-implementation of the development of the green paper for the shareholder management bill, and the DG has already touched on that one. The spending on transfers and subsidies is 94.4% of the budget, which is for households and payments to public corporations. The last one is the spending on capital assets, which is 99.9, and this is mainly for computer equipment and departmental vehicles. If we look at this slide, there is no irregular expenditure reported in the year 2019-20. The 821,000 which was reported, it emanates from the previous years, and it has since been condoned by National Treasury. With regard to fruitless expenditure, the fruitless expenditure includes prior year amount of 712,000, which relates to 2015-16 financial year. The department instituted an investigation to determine the cost of the expenditure. The investigation has now been concluded, and the department is currently in the process of implementing the recommendations received from the investigators as part of actions to be taken. On this slide is about payments made to suppliers and service providers during 2019-20. We have made payments to suppliers and service providers within 30 days from receipt of invoices. In terms of the audit management report for the period 2019-20, it has been indicated that the department took an average of 4 days to pay our service providers. The slide about the audit outcome, we continue as a department to maintain a sound governance and compliance framework in how we utilize resources. This time around, the department obtained unqualified audit opinion with findings. The AG identified one material misstatement on reported performance information of Program 3, and it was subsequently corrected with regard to financial statements. The AG identified three misstatements, and they were also corrected. The three misstatements are in relation to disclosure notes on related party transactions, prior period error, and impairment of investments. We have put measures in place as a department to prevent recurrence of the same errors, and we will continuously improve our internal controls. Thank you.
DG, steal your platform.
Yeah, but Chair, we are done on this side. If you can hand over back to yourself, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, DG. Thank you, CFO. Honorable members, that is the briefing from the department. As usually, I will expect members to engage. We will start again from those that are present. I don't necessarily need hands. I will just identify each and every person to speak, making it a point that all the members have been given an opportunity to engage on the briefing. Can I again start with you, Honorable Pierre? Honorable Pierre? Similarly, Honorable Pierre is having. Honorable Pierre?
I think she has challenges with network, Chairperson.
Yeah, but I expected members from 10 o'clock, those who had some problems in the first part of our session to do their homework in relation to this problem of network there. Okay, let us go to Honorable Mkwanazi.
Thank you, Chair. I hope I'm audible.
Yes, you are.
Greetings, Chairperson again, and honorable members and officials from the department. Firstly, Chair, I want to acknowledge and appreciate the audit outcomes of the department by the Auditor General on the first presentation. But I want to check with the department their plans to strengthening the internal controls within the department. That's the first one. The second one, Chair, on the non-achieved outcomes, I hope, Chair, the Presidential State-Owned Enterprise Council will immediately get the priority to be implemented. I'm just noting that. But the question, DG, is on slide 7. Can you please clarify to me the impact of non-implementation of the assessment of SOE's localization to the whole program? Thank you so much for now, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Mkwanazi. Honorable Kwatsalia.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, frankly, this continued whitewash has to end. I mean, the minister is not even here again. And against the backdrop where we are borrowing, as the finance minister said, 2.1 billion a day, and largely attributable to these zombie SOEs that we are, that we have. There are no green shoots that have been referred to. Safco has posted a loss of 47 billion with 350 odd million in irregular expense. Eskom, eye-watering loss is 20 billion. Danel can't pay salaries or deliver on contracts. Alexco has sold the communities of the Northern Cape down the river with a no revenue and a loss of 173 million. Transnet, our ports are still the most expensive in the world, and rail transport costs three times that of road. And to top all this, then we have this vanity project of SAA poised to suck up billions going forward. We are fed the view of this, we fed the same story for years. This year is no different. We are fixing. But the reality is otherwise. All the areas that have been identified as where we have ostensibly achieved well have amounted to a consolidated picture that is worse than before, as I've pointed out. So when are we going to represent this and reflect, re-reflect it in an honest way? Then we can talk about fixing. Thank you.
Honorable Kashalia. Honorable Kumede.
Chair?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Chair, thank you very much. Firstly, perhaps it will be very much prudent to congratulate the department for the achievements on the unqualified audit statement. It's a job well done. We may have, as we do, we have concerns, but it's better that at least the status quo be maintained. The only worry we may have is for four previously consecutive years, it has been an audit without findings. It's only this 2019 and 2020 which has gone amber. Then it shows that there is something that is surrounding the department. Otherwise, the performance has been wonderful. Chair, I appreciate the that the vacancies, especially the critical ones, are going to be filled. Then wanting to find out with the boards, have all the vacant positions with the board members been filled, because we are not prepared to have the limping boards, and I'm appealing especially to the DG, with the help, in fact, of the deputy minister, that we wouldn't like that the SOEs die in our hands as this current committee. It will be, we will be leaving a very negative legacy that will always haunt us as members of this committee. If it says, after your period, the SOEs, all of them crumbled and they died. Chair, the non-achieved targets, some of them have been outstanding for more than a year now. Well, I'll understand the reason why the SAA has not been achieved, because its performance has now then been dependent on BR. But the other ones, I'm a bit worried. I've noted that we are saying that we will achieve all of them by 2021. I would prefer that at least timelessly, before we meet it at the final year end, that timelessly, with your permission, Chair, we get reported of the progress, that what's happening, are they getting closer, is it still the same, how can we help or assist, perhaps as a committee. I think that will be much more important. Chair, going back to Dinel, I think this is the second time, if not the third, I'm kind of asking this question, and it has never been responded to. That it appears that Dinel has kind of been downgraded. If that is the case, what do we do to save, in fact, the situation? Even if that's not the case, what do we do to save the situation? I understand at our last, the last committee, when we're doing the quarterly reports, there were ideas that we were going to negotiate with defense, in order to get Dinel kind of moving and be on its feet. But it will be, again, be very much prudent that we are giving the status or the state of the not only Dinel, DM are always categorized these SOEs. We have SAA as well as ESCOM, which are partly catered for. I'm not saying that they are giving perhaps assistance, but at least we talk about it. There are things that are happening, the activities get updated and all that. And we have the three, the Alexo, AFCOL, as well as Transnet. Those at least they do have a kind of a breathing space. But collapsing, in the brink of being collapsed, is SA Express as well as Dinel. I would be interested to know the state, especially of those two, so that at least, and it's what do we have in a form of sustaining those two mainly so that at least we know that the SOEs, SAA, ESCOM is being dealt with, the ALESCOs, the SAFCOs, and Transnet, at least they are breathing, and then we begin to resuscitate Express as well as NL. Perhaps, Chair, let me wait there. I have not asked the WIPS question. I hope she'll remember that question and she'll ask it. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Kumede. Let's also go now to Honorable Maotwe. Maotwe?
Chair, I've got a problem with my network. Can you skip me and come back to me?
Okay. But you sound loud and clear.
I'm trying to get the proper spot. I'll let you know. I'll let you once I'm ready.
But I can hear you. You are loud and clear.
Yes.
We hear you properly. Honorable Mawadwe? Okay, Honorable Mare. Honorable Mare. Honorable Mare. What's wrong with my members? The whips of the members must help me here, of the parties, must help me here, because I can see people, they are here, and they've logged in.
But I'm trying to... Hello, Chair. My name is Bumrod.
Yes.
Mare is absent.
Honorable Bumluana, I've not... spoken to you. I'm still busy with the Honorable Mare. I'm trying to get Honorable Mare.
Chairperson?
Yes,
I'm fine. I couldn't get off the mute, but I'm fine. Thank you.
Okay, you're fine.
Yes. I couldn't get off the mute. Sorry.
Okay. Honorable Utelezi? Inkosi Mthelezi. Honorable Mthelezi. Okay. We seem to not to have Honorable Mthelezi anymore. Let me move to Honorable Mpumluana, because he's back now. Honorable Mpumluana?
Hello, Chairperson.
Yes, Honorable Mpumluana.
I say the problem I had is that nobody sent me the link.
Oh.
They just sent me now, 2 minutes ago. So
Yo.
I don't know what happened. So I was not there in your meeting right through. I don't know. I can't contribute because
okay.
It's the first time that I come in.
Okay. No, so right then.
I apologize. My sincere
apology for that mistake. I will have to take that with the people in charge of that particular responsibility between four members. I'm sorry for that. Let's go to Honorable Piri. Is Honorable Piri's problem improved? Honorable Piri? Oh, seemingly she is not back yet. The system troll. Oh, she's in. But I think she's trying to, because she has unmuted herself, but I think she's still struggling with the network. Let us go back to Honorable Mawotwe. Honorable Mawotwe? Honorable Mawotwe said she's still struggling with the network, but she was speaking very audible and clear when I gave her the time to speak, but now she seemed to be out of the list. Let us go to you, Honorable Tshabalala.
Thank you so much, Chairperson. And I'll propose, if we continue to have network as members of parliament, perhaps we must meet physically so that we don't have this challenge. Because it's very important that we conduct our work. On a lighter note, I thought that Honorable Marais was absent. Chairperson, I think I'm covered by Honorable Mkhwanazi when she started around matters that needs to be followed up from presidential SOE Council and the issue of the management bill where we are. However, this is the financial report and account on the department's performance. And for me, really, judging from the morning, we've had a good feedback around the department unqualified audit. Those matters that have been raised insofar as part of our oversight role around the ailing SOEs and what needs to happen. You know, it's better to have something on the table that says, this is the plan for us to resuscitate. These are the matters that we need to consider. These are the finances where we are. It's not a secret that in the country, we are undergoing serious financial constraints. And COVID-19 has not really made it easy for all sectors, all entities, if not all departments. So everywhere else, there are budget cuts, there are issues of what we see, job losses that we're experiencing. So other matters, they're no different. Yes, there are SOEs that have been ailing, and we are aware of that. It is better, Chairperson, that we're working with a plan, unlike having a department that come to us and throw their hands on the air and say there's nothing we can do about it. They are telling us and they are accounting this is the plan. Our duty is to make sure that we follow the plan and make sure that we take them to account. Now, the statements on whether the minister is not here, minister is in cabinet. We can't, as a portfolio committee, all the time expect ministers to come to us when we have so many meetings. Even in the evening, we want the minister again at 6:30 to attend that meeting. And I think for me, it's really unfortunate that we have a department led by the DG consistently coming to us. Senior executives are here who are accounting, who are dealing with these matters, but we want the minister so that we can do the political and politicking and deal with political overview. Really, we want the work, and that's where we are. So I don't see a problem. So for me, Chairperson, these are just comments that I'm just making. And to the department, keep up the good work. We still want more. We still want to continue to make sure that we hold you accountable on these promises. Alex Cole, we're dealing with it next week, and that's my understanding. And we've been doing that. So we'll await to understand what can be done in Alex Cole, what has been done, what is the appetite. But the issues of Rachelsfeld's community is part of our program. We've said before we rise, we want to go into an oversight. It's something that we need perhaps from our side to really prioritize as a matter of agency so that we understand and we deal with that. The rest of other matters, Chairperson, from the morning, I think from the AGFA report, I'm really covered. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Tshabalala. Honorable members, let's give to the department again to respond to some of the concerns and questions. Mr. DG? Mr. G, Director General, it's your turn.
Can you just move the camera for me? Thank you, Chair. Can we have the DM come in first? Is he still with us?
No, I think you can proceed. I've noted, Chair, the comments that have been made. For me, the point is, it's not the last time we're coming before the committee. I would rather Honorable Kotchalia doesn't just throw his hands in the air. We're coming back to deal with the difficult issues in a very objective and constructive way. We do take note of his frustration, but it's true that on a Wednesday, there's cabinet that sits, and when this meeting was scheduled, we had to make sure that the department is adequately represented, and that's the case. So I think we should just proceed to dispose of the other matters. The DG is more than capable to do that. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, DM, and thank you, Chair. Chair, on the issue of localization,
hello.
What had not been achieved was the reporting
good morning, sir. I'm fine, thank you. How are you doing, sir?
DM, do you want to... All right, yeah. On the issue of localization,
DG, can we ask the Deputy Minister to mute himself?
He has done so, Chair.
Or these other people can mute him who are the host?
Yeah, it's been done, Chair. Thank you.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Chair, on the issue of localization, we have been able to make quite a serious traction in terms of the amount of work that we are able to bring into the country. What we are reporting on was the reporting, the reports that we compile on a quarterly basis in terms of how our entities are performing. And at some point, we may want to, if your permission, of course, Chair, to come through and share some of the work that especially our major SOEs are doing on the localization front. This is in response to the question that Mem Connors had asked in relation to the non-achievement on localization. We do measure the entities in their shareholder compacts on local localization, local content. What we also do is, of course, on the other transformation targets relating to placing more business with marginalized communities, we do that. Internal controls, Chair, we are doing relatively well, we are also recovering, the Chair, from an area that, from an era rather, that spoke to the large irregular expenditure that we saw that has been condoned. We are doing a lot of cleanup internally in terms of historical contracts where we have identified wrongdoing. We are taking action, Chair, almost whenever such irregularities are picked up in the department. So we're quite happy with where we are, but we definitely can improve going forward. On the issue of PSEC, it will be up and running, Chair. The overarching regulatory framework is one of the critical areas that we'll be receiving attention from PSEC going forward, Chair. What I just want to say to Honorable Kotchalia, that he will have an opportunity when the entities themselves come and present here to really get even a greater and deeper appreciation of the state of our entities, and that despite the challenges that they have had, there's some good work that is happening in those particular entities. And I just want to reiterate again, Chair, that these entities are instruments of implementation of our developmental objectives. There are many people whose careers and businesses who ordinarily in our dark past would not have had those careers and those businesses, who have found opportunities to do things that they would not have done in the past. So that should be commended. And that's the role that SOEs play, Chair. And also they play quite a big role as a result of that in ensuring that, for instance, if that child is able to become a pilot today, is able to uplift their family, or that one who's been able now to become an engineer. That career comes with a lot of with the upliftment of the whole family, and the private sector can play a big role, Chair, in that respect as well, as part of the social compact or the social cohesion that we've entered into, and that's where I'll leave it on that one, Chair. The Honourable Gumede, we appreciate the wonderful remarks that you have made. The unqualified audit, the findings, we can assure you, Chair, we are attending to those. The COVID period, Chair, also dealt us a couple of blows on that one. I'm sure from the report that you received from the Auditor General, that did indicate that some of those findings, for instance, with regard to some of the notes that we had interpreted differently to them, that those are areas that can easily be bridged going forward. And we certainly are taking lessons from this year's audit outcome. And we want to get back to a clean audit streak that we had had for the last couple of years. We are in the midst of filling the vacancies, indeed, Chair. And with regard to the boards, there is our governance unit is also undertaking to strengthen the boards. So there should be some announcements that will be made in the next couple of weeks on those areas. The boards, as well as part of the AGM season that we are in, have been raising these issues with the minister, and I can assure members that the chairs are attending to these challenges. We certainly do not intend to have these entities down our hands. If anything, we need to be seeing how many more entities can be set up. We have new economies and new technologies that are coming into play. How do you ensure that we leverage our SOEs to ensure that in the renewable space, for instance, we do not become a technology colony, that the wind farms and the solar farms that have been set up in this country, we have South African technology in amongst those. And the SOEs, with their capabilities, are well positioned to ensure that is not the case, and that we have some indigenous technologies there. And that's what we intend to do. And some of these skills and the members have gotten to see firsthand when they did the tour, inside visits at our entities. On the SO bill, Chair, is the one that has been outstanding for quite a while. It goes back at least two terms. The PRC Commission has raised this, something that we need to work on, and we acknowledge the comment from Deputy Gumede on that one. The denial situation is, we're working hard at it, Chair. We have made appeals to various forums within government, but we also challenged the management at denial to also say we have an order book that find innovative partnerships to ensure that order book is executed and that the people are kept busy. So that's what we are expecting them to do, Chair, that they help themselves while they're waiting to be helped. On SA Express, Chair, the liquidators have announced their preferred a purchaser for the business. There are some legalities that they are involved with. So in due course, we should hear from them. As you heard, that the airline also gets back up in the air. The positive thing there, Chair, is that the staff also took their future into their own hands. They are part of the consortium that has is poised to purchase that particular business, and that's something that should be commended. That's worker empowerment at its best, and we really commend the leads in that consortium for having created space for employees to play a role there, and we wish them all the best that they are seeking to satisfy the remaining conditions of the liquidators for them to be able to take over the business. But we also appreciate the Honorable Tshabalala's support for the work that we're doing here, and that indeed can assure that there is a lot of effort in the background here that we are putting into with the lead of the minister and the deputy minister, engaging with the SOEs on a regular basis to understand where they are in terms of the promises that they would have made at our previous engagement, to ensure that everyone is held honest. And also it gives them an opportunity as well where they have sought support from the department that they are able to receive feedback as to what we have done to assist them. And so that's the totality of the questions that have been asked. Thank you so much.
Thank you, DG. Honorable members, that is the response from the department. I'll just check if I cannot provide you with 1 minute follow-up if there is any, starting from Honorable Mkwanazi.
I'm fine, Chair. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Honorable Mkwanazi. Honorable Kashalia.
I'm covered, thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Kashalia. Honorable Kumede.
I'm okay, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Kumede. Drive safe. Honorable Maotwe.
Thank you, Chair. Although I missed some parts of the presentations that were done, even the questions due to the network issues. But just on the non-achievement from the DG, I'm not sure if you covered them. What is the plan to achieve those targets that you have not achieved? That's on page, well, it's written page zero, but it says APP 2019-20 annual performance non-achievements. So if you can just give us a brief explanation of what plans you have in place to make sure that you achieve this, or are you leaving them completely, abandoning them, or what is the plan? Thank you, Chair. That will be all. Chair, did you hear me?
Oh, sorry, I hear you. I forgot to unmute myself. Sorry, Honorable Mawadwe. I hear you very well. Honorable Mare? Honorable Butelezi? Honorable Piri? Honorable Tshabalala?
Tshabalala here, Honorable Chairperson, I'm okay. Thank you so much. Long live to you.
Thank you. Let's go back then to the DG and respond to the question by Honorable Maotwe.
So we certainly, with regard to some of these, intend to continue. To ensure that they are achieved in this financial year and going forward. The green paper, we have spoken to it. We did indicate that the CS, the impact, social impact assessment on the CSR programs, that work is continuing this financial year. The localization was referring to the quarterly reports that they were they were achieved, but unfortunately delayed. The shoulder compacts, of course, we are cleaning up through the AGMs now, understanding social compact, and also for the next financial year, we are ensuring that those will be signed off ahead of the financial year. On the optimal structure for Alexco, I did say that we are working closely with DMRE to ensure that we have a lasting solution for Alexco, and also, of course, ensuring that that there is consolidation within the sector as it relates to state-owned assets. SAA and SAA Express, those targets have now become academic, with the business being in business rescue and liquidation. What we, of course, are putting our efforts into now is to ensure that we have a vibrant, solid, and sustainable SAA going forward, which is what we need, Chair. We have an end-of-the-world destination. Chair, we are reliant on connections with our trading partners as well as sources of tourism. If we allow foreign carriers to bring people into this country, those revenues stay outside the country. We want to see them coming into the country so that the benefits of this beautiful country of ours that others want to see accrue to South Africans. We also want to see more of our people getting an opportunity to have careers in the new SAA. We want to have a representative pilot corps, and speaking to the same point I made earlier. When you empower that child, you empower the whole family. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Director General. Honorable members, that's the input given, but I just want to appreciate the presence of everybody, including the fact that the department once again came to make this presentation to us. Let us thank them, the DG, Deputy Minister, and the CFO for taking their time to take us through. However, we must be genuine, honorable members, and be kind to each other and provide each other a benefit of the doubt. Let's not just blow things out of proportion. It's not true nor correct that the minister is always absent here. The minister, together with his deputy, continue to avail themselves to attend an account on issues pertaining the department, including the state-owned enterprises. If they are not coming, we always get an apology in time. And that apology is not just an apology. They will explain why, what informs their absence. Also, the department is always here. Let's appreciate the fact that the Director General is an accounting officer of this department. His presence here is also very important. That's not just because the minister is not here, the Director General is here, then there is a big gap of some important person who's supposed to be here. But I know for a fact that we never had, so far under my presence here, we never had a situation where there is no deputy minister and there is no minister without any valid reasons. And if there are issues that we want to raise or we have to direct to them, they will always take those issues when they come or when they come to that particular meeting. There was no time where they failed to account on issues that we have as this portfolio committee. Therefore, I hope we give each other that benefit of the doubt. I know some of us here We are opposition. We are not all members of the governing party, but I think we are a portfolio committee who is not supposed to be an opposition within. Here, we're supposed to be collaborating and try to work together to do our, to exercise our oversight duty with cooperation. Therefore, I hope members are not using, because I'm seeing there is a new trend coming of using the portfolio committee as some form of a wrestling ground. And I don't think it's going to help us to achieve our objective. Here we're supposed to collaborate. Of course, we do have our caucus position, but we raised within that context that actually here we do have a wrestling ground, which is our National Assembly, where opposition play their opposition role, where the ruling party play their ruling party role. But here we both have a duty to assist these state-owned enterprises, to assist this department so that we can have outcomes that are based on our objective. Therefore, honorable members, before I would like also to state that this is going to be a weak day for us, I mean a heavy day for us. From here, we'll be going to the National Assembly. From there, again, after the National Assembly, at 6 o'clock, 6 p.m., we'll be having another joint session between ourselves and the department, I mean, and the SCOPA. Therefore, we quite a hectic day today. I will have to release you and thank you for your presence and so that we can be in a position to prepare for the next session. Thank you so much. The meeting is adjourned.
Long live the chair. Bye-bye, Maute.
Thank you, Chairperson.